Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. Let's start with your path, right? Having the journey that you've had. Look, being an NFL wide receiver comes with certainly many struggles, successes along the way, failures, of course. What's the biggest lesson that you've learned along the way that you can provide others that are working in the front office?
What's the biggest lesson that I've learned?
Look, when you first get your first foot in the door, right, you probably go one of two paths. You either figure out that it's not for you or you love it and you flourish and, you know, you continue to grow either internally or you find another opportunity externally. What's your focus in terms of what when someone first steps foot in the door at the Aspire Group, what are you telling them that ultimately motivates them and kind of helps them in figuring out that either direction X or direction Y?
Well, it's focus on today, focus on the things that you can control. We're gonna pour ourselves and our experience into you. So, that being said, we're pretty clear up front that the initial job that you accept with us, which is typically a sales consultant role, that's a job that we're not expecting you to be in 10 years, 5 years, not even 3 years. That's a job, you know, that's relatively short term, you know, but commit to it. Commit to it for a year and commit to it for 18 months because, you know, typically within the first 6 months, that those questions answer themselves. And so we focus on the root and the technique and make sure that we're providing them all of the training necessary, not just for that job, not just how to sell a ticket and how to create a nice fan experience, but preparing them for the future of their careers, whether that's within sports business or not. And so my LinkedIn and text message thread, I'm so rewarded when people text or follow up that have now, they're now Aspire alumni and they say, nobody's had better training than you. And I've now worked at X number of companies. Nobody's invested in us outside of kind of the core functions of our job the way that you did. And that's so rewarding. I mean, we're just a small mom and pop is the way I view us. And yet when they've gone on to, you know, Fortune 500 companies and other organizations, it's so rewarding to know that the time and energy we invested in them is paying for them. And the training component is so critical. We're one of the few, or maybe the only, that have our own in-house VP of training, Boz. And, you know, it's him, but it's not only him. We have a culture of training and development. So we invest every day, every week, and every month into continual education so that we're preparing people for the game of chess 2 and 3 steps down the road, not just the game of checkers and what's going to happen today and tomorrow. I never thought I'd be a CEO, that's for sure. When I was in that chair, I thought I didn't dream that big. I mean, and I think you only know what you see. I mean, there was no one in my immediate circle of family that had ever gone through that kind of journey. But I knew that the coaching I received and the consistent message I always got was, do the best at what's in front of you. You know, as a child, it's finish your plate. You know, you don't leave the table till you're done with your meal. And that same analogy, you know, later as you're in early stages of your career, it's finish the job, you know, finish the drill. You may not like practice, but do it, take pride in it. You know, I think back to my high school days as a student athlete, if you will. And I think, man, what if I stayed a little bit longer and I got some extra reps in and I did a little bit more, like, I know I could have been better. Like, but I didn't have that awareness at that moment as a teenager. Fortunately, going into professional career, I had that coaching early on. Whether you, you know, those of you that are listening, whether you get that coaching or not, allow this to be your coaching to really hone in on being the best at the opportunity you have. And my firm belief is that the next opportunity will find you if you're really good at the current job. Don't get distracted by all the opportunities and external things, but really focus, and the opportunity will find you. And invariably, that's what happened. You know, I've never applied for a job since that first job in Phoenix. And I had applied for over 150 jobs before I got that one in one summer alone. Incredible. And since that time, I haven't had to. So I'm very fortunate, but it's only because I've focused on the current job. When I joined Aspire, that was a big turning point in terms of how I viewed the world. I'm an entrepreneur in spirit, and so taking risk is something I'm comfortable with. And joining a startup at the time was something that was risky, coming from an MBA background where things are predictable. You had a traditional kind of career path and trajectory, but I was excited about doing something a little different, taking what I'd learned and sharing it, and then making sure that I was aligned with great leadership, which, you know, we have with Aspire, and then trusting the process. And then the rest just happens. Like, so whatever number of promotions have happened since I joined, you know, is a function of focusing on the current reality. Otherwise, you know, tomorrow is insignificant. Ongoing education. So that can come in many forms. It could come from listening to podcasts. It could come from reading. It could come from reaching out to people whose career paths are just interesting to you. It could come from things off the field or off the business in terms of what are you doing personally to invest in yourself, whether it's the way you eat to the way you exercise or not, and the choices you make in your lifestyle. Like, all of those things are shaping eventually kind of your own body of who you are. And I think, you know, for me, I've always been very focused on my career, but the education component really hit home in the last 10 years. When I joined Aspire 11 years ago, our founder Bernie would say to me, coming from a professor's background, he would say, "What about going back to get your MBA?" And I would say, I never really thought about it. And frankly, I wasn't convinced that was important for me because of the industry that I'm in and we're in, that there wasn't a trigger that if you get that degree, it will mean X. And so I wasn't convinced that it was required. The more time I spent with Bernie and the more time he continued to ask that question, the more I continued to explore myself. And at that time I was managing one and then multiple locations, managing managers. And what I realized is all of my experience was in one narrow path, sales, and to some extent, sales and marketing sponsorship, which in the scheme of business is pretty narrow. I knew that if I was going to ever make it to the chair that I'm in today as CEO, I needed to understand the rest of the world, the rest of business, and certainly outside of sports. And so once I came to that realization that if I was going to be an effective CEO, not just anointed CEO because that was the next in line, but be effective, I needed to have a broader sense and understand what was happening in operations, understand what was happening in finance, accounting, analytics, human resources. And the best way to do that was going back for my MBA. So when I had the opportunity to do that through an executive program while I continued to work at Emory, best decision ever, because I continued to work. I was immediately connected with a cohort who were completely different than me, vast backgrounds that were different, yet challenging, inspirational, and forced massive time management skills so that, you know, you had your work life, you had your school life, you had your personal life, and you had to make some cuts along the way because there's only so many hours in the day. And that was a massive preparation tool for the current role. And that really set me up. It gave me exposure to all those areas that I outlined that I didn't have before. I'm never going to be an expert in the area of analytics. I'll never be an expert in human resources or in finance and accounting, but I know enough to be dangerous. And if nothing else, I can ask the right questions.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.